Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 23 till 9 o'clock. Time to find out what's going on in Houghton. Hi, Susie Landers.
Good morning, good morning.
It is good to have you here. And Kevin Mackey from D Stadium, good to have you here this morning.
How's it going this morning?
It is going wonderfully. The fall is here, so I expect you're getting a little busy at the D. You making ice yet?
Yes, fall is here, and hockey season's right around the corner. We're only 2 weeks away from hockey season in the whole Keweenaw Peninsula, I'd more or less have to say.
And yeah. We've had such great weather, you'd almost think this is summer right now, and our summer was getting ready for winter. I know, this is exciting. I was just talking the other day about the D Stadium and what goes into it to get ready for hockey season. So I was thinking, great, you can't think of the D Stadium without thinking of Kevin, and Kevin's always there. So Kevin, kind of tell us a little bit about what goes into making ice.
Well, what goes into making ice is pretty elaborate system. You have to really clean your floor really well, so your first coating of water sticks to the surface. It's a bonding is what it's supposed to be. And that's many, many gallons of water for the process. Paint it white with the mixture that we have, and put your lines on, and your paint your goal creases, your logos. It takes about 5 or 6 days to complete. So
now, how long have you been doing it? I mean,
this will be my 15th season.
Wow. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, and the D is such a busy place from fall into spring. You have, of course, high school hockey there. You have all sorts of youth hockey there. Right. You have the Pioneers. Who play there. So, right. So you're really tightly scheduled at times, aren't you?
It's a tight schedule. We're pretty booked solid 7 days a week there, and we've got programs starting at noon each day, and it runs right until 12:30 at night. So wow. We're a pretty busy place.
Are there public skating times throughout the season?
Yeah, there's public skating times there. They have to call the phone number at the D Stadium, and it'll be on the answering machine when we have them. And there's lots of programs for little kids and adults. And
yeah, so say I was a grown-up guy.
They have little chairs you can push too.
And let's say I haven't actually skated since I was about 13, and I never could skate on rink ice. I grew up on a lake. I learned how to skate on lake ice. And I guess the deal is that the lake ice is more textured, obviously, than the rink ice. You guys work very hard to make the ice nice and smooth. The lake is always textured and it has stuff on it. I'd get onto rink ice and I'd fall flat. And I could skate all over the lake. So do they have lessons for a guy like me?
No, there's just
I'm just completely out of luck. Thank you so much, Kevin.
No, the best time to come down is adult and senior skating on Mondays and Thursdays from 12 to 1:30. It's a nice slow pace out there. There's no kids out there, and it's there's a good crew of people that come there just to do their laps, and some people are learning how to skate, and it's a good place to even get back on your feet again.
Slow pace, that would
slow
be...
Slow pace,
yes,
senior.
Senior, that
right.
Works for me these days too, so we've got that going on. And there are other things I know that go on at the D. The ballroom is upstairs, and that's available for folks to rent, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There's for fundraisers, spaghetti dinners, pancake breakfasts, lots of weddings, banquets.
Do people ever rent the ice for a party?
Oh, yes, they do.
Do they?
Sure, birthday parties, they like to come out. When we have availability, that is, it's pretty tight to come in, and availability's pretty much towards the end of our season.
Between junior hockey and midgets and mites and all of those things, and then the adult hockey teams that play there, do you have any idea how many teams call D Stadium home?
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot, I guess you'd have to say. We have a lot of tech groups that come in there, and they love skating there. They've been coming there for 15 years since I was there, and we welcome them groups, and the Tech Wolf Pack club team calls our rink kind of like home for them because they practice there and play a lot of their home games there.
Yeah, so it's certainly well used, and it is the third oldest continuously active ice rink on the North American continent. So you've got to get a real feeling of history when you're there, don't you?
Yeah, it's you just look at the place, and it's all wooden, and you're right into the game when you're in the stands there. You have to pay attention to the game because that puck can come flying at any time. And, yep. You know, we have our little hockey history room there in the lobby that's open, and it has a video on how Houghton became the birthplace of professional hockey back in 1904. And so it's pretty interesting. I have lots of people that are astounded on how all the old pictures in there and how it explains. And
boy, you think of the great hockey players who got their start on that ice, and you know, by extension in some of the outdoor rinks around Houghton and Hancock as well, who went on to professional careers, coaching careers. There's a lot of really, really great people who got their starts there, and you kind of feel that when you're in D Stadium because you know that legacy is there.
Yeah, the legacy is there, and I was just asked the question the other day, and who was the best hockey player to ever come out of the Houghton area? And I asked the person, well, which era?
Yeah, that was right. My first thought, too. Because you know, you're talking about so Don Gibson, or you're talking
it goes down to the Bukovich brothers and Dennis Stenn and, you know, all the younger kids that have played. And there's a lot of history with a lot of people that went and played semi-pro hockey at one time, and goes back pretty far.
So suppose I wanted to rent out the ballroom, or suppose I wanted to rent some ice time for a party or something like that. How do I go about it, Kevin?
Well, you'd have to call, and we have a desk calendar for the whole year, and we could look and see if the availability was there, and we just would work from that. And
obviously, because the D is so heavily used, if you're thinking about doing something coming up later on this winter, you might be advised to call early.
Yeah, it's calling early, and sometimes availability's not there because of the renters have their set times, and they're coming in always. And they really very rarely give up their times for other usage because they're our biggest customers, really.
Sure, and it's not a cheap thing to keep a building like D Stadium going. Making ice itself is just very expensive.
Oh, it's expensive. There's many thousands of gallons used of water, and it's pretty hard to keep a track of how much water you use with people using the showers.
Oh. Yeah.
Using the Zamboni that takes 210 gallons every time you go out. It's a lot.
Yeah, and keeping up the Zamboni and then trying to keep that ice in place as the Portage Lake Pioneers get into the early months of spring there, and temperatures get warm outside, that's a work too.
Right, Mother Nature is a huge factor for our building, for the outside. The building has to breathe, so it's the ceiling vents are always open because it's got to contract, that building does.
Yeah.
And, you know, we try to run right till the end of April every year, and it seems that it's getting harder every year, but we've got, you know, tournaments that are being played and people going to tournaments. Portage Lake has their league playoffs there this year at the D Stadium, and that's going to be a busy part right at the end of March. And
oh yeah, that'll be
the
exciting.
The Gibson Cup will be played, and you know, there's a lot of things going on.
It's been an awful lot of great hockey played on that ice over the years. So Kevin, thank you for coming in this morning, and thanks for the work you're doing to keep that all in place.
Glad to be here. Susie gave me the call, and it's pretty hard to say no to Susie.
Really?
Even though I forgot to come.
He did. That's like the third time that's happened to me, isn't it?
At least I called her and said, I don't know if I can make
it. And then I'm like, get up.
But you got here on time. Yes. Not a problem. Yes. We made
it. Did he just need a little encouragement? I said, come on, you have 6 minutes. Yeah. It's That's a lot of time.
Yeah, we want to talk about a couple of things that are coming up in Houghton. The first thing I noticed, and I just added all of these to our web calendar, is more activity at the Carnegie Museum. They have a new series of programs beginning. It is called the Carnegie Museum Natural History Seminar Series. And the first event in that will be this coming Tuesday night. Bill Rose is going to be talking about geoelements of the Keweenaw and Isle Royal. It'll start at 6:30. It is free, and they are going to have these monthly
throughout the year. There's a set schedule.
Yep,
right.
All of them are posted now on our web calendar, so if you want to know what's coming up, some interesting topics.
Definitely.
We've talked a lot about the museum, so I wanted to mention that.
Right, and you can always check the full calendar out also on the city website.
Sure.
And the Carnegie has a link, yep. So definitely check that out. Between, you know, awesome little gems in our community, like the Carnegie, like the D Stadium, I mean, sometimes we have to get, as Bubba likes to say, become a tourist in our own backyard. You know what I mean? You don't realize what we have. And that's sad because, you know, we have visitors and we're like, you know, what do you do around here? We're like, what do we do? Like, listen, we have a lot of going on.
People come from hundreds and thousands of miles away to experience the history we have here. Let's make sure that we experience it too.
Exactly. And go along with them when they're visiting and take them. However, speaking of being a tourist in your own backyard, finally, we're going to have our big event, October 11th.
Is that the date? Okay.
Yes, October 11th. It's pretty much going to welcome and introduce the new businesses that have come in the last couple of years, as well as reintroduce those old ones that have stood by us and they've been strong in the downtown Houghton area. So on October 11th, we will have just a lot of activity on the street. So again, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I am looking for entertainers and not just musicians. I love those musicians, but I'm also looking, I have a magician now coming. No, put that ukulele away. I just filled that spot. Beautiful.
Yes, so, very nice.
So we're also looking, if there's anyone out there, I'm thinking.
I can't believe she already got a ukulele player.
I'm like that, you know, when there's something to be done. That's right. So I'm looking for even jugglers. I was thinking, wouldn't that be cool if someone could walk on stilts in downtown Houghton? You know, anything fun and entertaining. So if you have any of those talents, which I know there's so many people in our community that do, please call me so we can see about scheduling you. And like I said, we want the entertainment on the street. The businesses are going to be jumping in with either having specials or sales or their own, you know, activities that they're planning in their businesses. So we'll have more on that as the next week.
Coming up October 11th.
Correct.
And the other thing to be thinking about forward is Treat Street.
Treat Street, yes. And that, again, we're a little bit different. It will be bringing it more to the street. We will not be having the haunted house in the city center. Everything will be on the main street, on Sheldon, because we've grown.
Yeah, we outgrew it.
We have. So this
we'd have to, like, you know, rent the D.
Exactly. That might
we'd have to have the haunted D.
The haunted D. So anyway, and that's going to be the Friday before Halloween. So I think it's the 24th, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, like a full week ahead of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a lot of things going on. And remember to keep checking our website out for the City of Houghton, as well as we have Facebook, City of Houghton, as well as Downtown Houghton. So there's a lot of things to keep up with just by checking those social medias.
Folks want to get in touch with you about Houghton, how do they call?
Please give me a ring at 906-370-3110.
Hey, Susie Landers, thank you. Kevin Mackey, thank you for coming in.
You bet.
Good to talk about D Stadium here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.